Books on Tape presents Stalking Susan by Julie Kramer, read by Bernadette Dunn. Chapter 1. So the deal is this. Any cop who tickets me for a moving violation gets an attaboy from the chief and a day off duty, off the books. To their credit, most cops know this is not fair play, but there's still enough of them out there who like the idea of a day off without their wives knowing about it, that I keep a close eye on my rearview mirror and a light foot on my accelerator, careful not to let the speedometer of my Mustang sneak past 30. I've been on guard against Minneapolis cops since the police chief put a bounty on my pretty little head 2 years ago. He was good and pissed after I did a TV story about some of his officers sleeping in movie theaters and hanging out in strip clubs instead of patrolling the downtown streets. He got even more pissed when I reported other cops falsifying overtime after a tornado blew through town. You'd think by now the man's job would be on the line, but the chief apparently knows some dark secret about the mayor, who reappoints him to a new term every 3 years. I knew all this from a source I was rushing to meet. When the public thinks source, they think deep throat. Don't get me wrong. For a journalist, a high-level source is the ultimate rush. But you can't spend your news career waiting for a mysterious cliché in a trench coat to whisper state secrets. A low-level source with remarkable access can do almost as much damage. Give me a secretary with a straight and narrow conscience working for a boss with a crooked soul, and I'll give you a lead story for the late news. What bosses don't understand is that whistleblowers don't call reporters first. They call us last. Only when they are completely disillusioned by the knowledge that going through the system doesn't work.